Don asked if I would ask you if you've ever had any escape attempts, or that you know of any, maybe that happened before you came.
So far, there has been none, but it cannot be said that it cannot happen. Mm-hmm. Possibly it has not happened because of the security measure in place.
I understand.
And beside that, I think another thing that has made it that has made all the detainees, or yes, all the detainees, not to be that inclined to escape, may be the condition of detention, because I think the condition of detention here is really very good. Is very good in the sense that we have seen from experience occasions when people are discharged after they finish their term here, they are reluctant to go. Yes, they prefer this place. They said outside is, they don't consider outside that safe. We've had situations like that.
Can you say more? What do you mean by not safe?
I cannot say specifically what they are afraid of, but they allege that that the present they are antagonist, or rather the other tribe in Rwanda there will be hunting them and so forth. Those are their claims, but I don't know how correct that is. So I think they say that, and apart from that, there was a situation when somebody actually, after completing his sentence here, when he was to be discharged, an old man, he was crying for days. He was saying that, okay, now, he is not having the freedom to go back to America. I think he was in the U.S. before his arrest. And at the time when he finished his term and he was to be released, the old man was crying, because this is a place where if at night a detainee is in trouble, he calls out, the duty officer goes there to attend to him. If he needs medical attention, the medical officer will be brought immediately. That no matter what, under any condition, the medical officer will be brought. But I think what was disturbing his mind was the idea that by the time I go out, would I have all this help? Because now he was not free to go back to U.S. To mix with his family. I think the U.S. government, they refused him entry because they said he's a convict. As a convict, they cannot admit him back to U.S. So after his discharge here, he had to get an accommodation around in town here. The children arranged an accommodation for him to stay there in town. And I think later the wife came. And really, not much later after that, the man died. So I think he foresaw the hardship as compared with the situation here, because here they are really, really comfortable.